You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob, and this is episode number 448. Thank you guys for hanging out with us today. As always, we appreciate you taking the time to do so.
We definitely do. We also appreciate our sponsors who make this show possible. Who am I talking about? Well, if you want to get your drone certificate, I'm talking about droneulive.com. But if you need any extra B-roll footage, some segue shots, some transition shots for all those Instagram videos you do, Rob, then you can find an entire HD library, over 100,000 clips of stock footage from the ground, from the air, from the sea, wherever, that you can use for one low annual price. VideoBlocks is actually a subscription-based stock footage site, so you only pay one fee, and you can download as much as you want unlimitedly. It's really awesome. Mm-hmm. And right now, Drone You listeners have a special opportunity. They can save over 33% or $50 off a subscription if they go to videoblocks.com/drone. So check that out. Again, that's videoblocks.com/drone. I gotta say, I've been uploading my footage too to sell it as stock stuff, and it's really cool to see that stuff move on the web.
It's actually working for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's actually just another benefit of videoblocks.com is that you can sell your own footage on there. So that's pretty cool.
Definitely. And today's episode is actually going to be about how you can track more of your conversions with kind of your stuff. Or if you've got, you know, marketing through Facebook, you're trying to get new clients, you want to see who's actually looking at your marketing material, who's really, you know, converting from Facebook to the web. So this question today is all about that. Let's play it.
Hey there, guys. This is Courage. I'm operating out of San Diego, California. I had a question about one of the things you guys brought up in a podcast. I think it was a couple months ago. It was talking about an app called Bitly, where you can analyze your clients' traffic with their promotions that you do for them, if you do photos or videos, to kind of see where they're getting the most traffic and, you know, be able to relay that information to the client. I think this would be hugely beneficial to, you know, a lot of realtors and other, you know, clients that we come in contact with. And I was curious if you could kind of break down a little bit more about this app and how you guys go about presenting this information to clients and, you know, initially presenting that you'll be able to give this information to them. So hopefully that makes sense. You know, I think it'd be a huge benefit to clients and, you know, obviously a edge up and different business ventures. So thank you guys and love the podcast. I've been, you know, a member for about 3 months now, so been enjoying it. So thanks. Have a good one.
So I think a lot of people probably are aware of Bitly and what it does, but I think that I know for the longest time, I only used it for just to shorten a URL, maybe in an email or something, because it was really useful for that. And I think a lot of people got started using it for Twitter.
Yes, I think that's why a lot of people were using it. And by the way, this is bit.ly, bit.ly. If you go to the site, you can create an account with Facebook or Twitter or just create an account in general. Mm-hmm. But the whole idea is, yeah, you can shorten URLs so that they fit into Twitter tweets. Sorry, I'm not a tweeter. I'm not a big fan of the Twitter. But that being said, you can shorten stuff, but you can also count conversions. So if, let's say I make a Facebook advertisement, and it's for, you know, let's say I'm shooting real estate and I want to get my client more attention with their drone video. They've, you know, paid me an extra $100 to do it. And I want to go on Facebook and say, gave it like a $50 or $75 boost, you know, mm-hmm. so that you're still making, you know, $25 or whatever for making the photo and actually doing the work. But you want to target that marketing to kind of their audience.
Right.
How do you know who actually saw the stuff? How do you know who actually clicked on the material to read more? If you put a Bitly link in the description, you can actually go to Bitly and then see how many people clicked the link and actually went to the site.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook is not really good about counting conversions, I've noticed.
Right.
So I use Bitly for a lot of things on Facebook.
Yeah, and they have a really nice interface. And I think a lot of people I've understood were not happy with some changes that were made in that interface. But in terms of monitoring your stats, they actually have a nice analysis tool that people can get into and get probably more information than any of us are actually going to use.
That is true, but it's a great way to monitor ads, see what's truly working. You know, if you're advertising, you're doing online marketing, you've got to be testing those ads before you put them out. It's really important. But anyway, Bitly is really just a great tool to measure who is actually clicking.
Yeah, and so Courage is asking specifically, so how do I take that that fact or what Bitly can do, go talk to realtors and use that as sort of a feather in my cap in how I can help them. And so I think one of the ways that this could be really beneficial before you get started here is you're wanting to build a long-term relationship with them. And this is, I think, a good way to say, look, we need to spend some time evaluating the effectiveness of the things that we're doing together, and this is a great way to do it. So it kind of makes you guys a team that's going to go on this venture of figuring out what works best.
Totally true.
And Bitly's going to help you do that.
I think, you know, one of the big things with sales that I have been not very good at, and I've realized it in the last couple of years, is follow up. Not follow through, follow up. You know, once you deliver your ads, if you go back in a week and you provide a detailed report, whether, you know, it's a screenshot of Bitly, a screenshot of analytics from Facebook, whatever it is, or you make a nice little pretty graph. People love that. They love learning how many people actually clicked, which ads worked, what mental triggers and emotional psychology worked. And it's that kind of way of saying, hey, I delivered this and I wanted you to see the results of it. I want to make sure you saw the results of that. And that actually says, no matter what the results are, you doing that is a big deal.
Yeah, it is a big deal. And one of the things to know about realtors is that they are getting things thrown at them all the time in terms of better ways, best practices on how to market their homes. And if you can come to them with knowledge like this and say, okay, these people are all telling you they're the best way, well, let's test it. Let's figure out which of them is accurate. And that's going to be tremendously valuable to them.
I agree 100%. I totally agree. So anyway, guys, I think that's going to do it for us today. If you're using Bitly, let us know. If you've got a question, go to askdroneu.com, upload that question, and we would love to answer it. That's going to do it again for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.